What's up, y'all? Jeffrey Jeffrey TV. Happy Friday. Coming to you live on Memorex. Now, I ain't one to brag. I very usually do not like to brag, at least overtly. There are very few times where I felt I wanted to say, look at this shit. You should be jealous. There's a couple of moments in my experiences, because I live a hell of a life. There's no denying that. Jeffrey Scott Mitchell lives a hell of a life. He worked for it. He earned it. He planned it ever since he was in grade school. He mapped it out. He made it happen. And he had enough apathy and selfishness to make it happen. I gotta say that. Because I think a lot of people's happiness depends on the amount of apathy and insensitivity that they have in their life. But anyway, today is Friday. Today is the P-Funk Travel Day. Today is the P-Funk Travel Day. So it's exciting. Sure, I've had other P-Funk travel days before, but this one is special. P-Funk, first show of the tour, the night before, 420 Funk Mob. And on top of that, it's going down in one of my favorite cities, New Orleans, Louisiana. Some people might call it NOLA or whatever fancy name. I prefer to say formal, as I don't consider myself to be that intimate with the city. I've been there several times. Really enjoyed the food, the weather, the humidity, sitting by the river, the music, the people, the energy, all of it. Never really spent time in the French Quarter at night. That really just didn't interest me. But a few times I've driven through the French Quarter in the morning when everybody was still sleeping. It was still garbage on the ground. That was what I was into, that part. I really got into. I was bending corners in the French Quarter where everybody was still asleep. And I couldn't check into my hotel or this or that. Or I wonder why I was down there with a car. Because I'm pretty sure I stayed in Matari. Pretty sure I stayed out by the airport. Maybe I just drove in and drive in. But anyway, I love the city. And the CP Funk, after a brief hiatus in P-Funk terms, this is a hiatus, a few months. In fact, I can't remember the last time I saw him. I'm sure it was this year, probably was like only a couple months ago, literally. I think it was this year. But was it last year? Yeah, didn't I? I can't remember. And then the C420. Funk Mob the night before. Norwood Fisher was supposed to have a show. Familyhood, Nexperience. That same night, tomorrow night, before the 420 Funk Mob that got canceled. But I know of a lot of people, a few people, several people, many people who are going to be in town doing stuff. Jazz Fest. Everybody's in town. Clubs open all night. Sometimes shows don't start till 2:30, 3 o'clock a.m. The Queen of NOLA, DJ Soul Sister Melissa Weber, kind of turned me on to using the Uber. So one time I walked out of a P-Funk show. See, I got a regiment. I got a regiment and routine. And I got things set in my mind. And I like to stick to that plan. I walked out of there and she was sitting in the Uber. She was like, I'm going to Tipitina's, blah, blah, to check out, you know, that was the fun. Now I was at the show, I was at the Big Bunk show, and I believe it was the day that I caught an Uber to Smoothie King Stadium. I saw the Pelicans and the Golden State Warriors play. And then I walked, after the game, I walked to the House of Blues and saw Pete Funk. Then after that show, you know, so I'm down there, I don't have a car because I learned you don't even bring a car, just pay the Uber. I didn't have a car. So I'm walking out there, standing there. She's like, come on. I was like, but that's not the plan. I was like, that's not on the schedule. And I was like, and I did the math real quick in my head. You're gonna have to get an Uber anyway. What's the difference between getting an Uber there or from Tipitina's? You ain't never been to Tipitina's before. You done heard about it all the time. So I jumped in the car. I was like, oh my God! I jumped in the car. I was like, oh my God, here we go. I'm deviating from my plan. I never do this, but I got over there. You know, since she the queen, we hang around, we get wristbands, we get in, walk in the back door, pace is packed, Dumps the Funk is playing. We walk right in front of the stage between the band and the people. I'm wearing my Pete Funk 1 jersey after ever seeing Pete Funk. And to my recall, to my recollection, I'm not sure when I walked in or how, but at some point that evening, they played Up for the Downstroke, and I was standing right there in front of the stage. And it was like a walk. It was like a barrier and a walkway between the crowd and the stage. It was like empty, and I was just standing right there, and they was getting it to Up for the Downstroke. I'm wearing my Pete Funk 1 jersey after the show. Then I'm hanging with her, you know, trying to be back there being cool. Literally rubbing elbows with Dumps the Funk as they going back and forth across the stage in that little area, stage of steps and we were standing and stuff. It's just a cool thing. It's just the whole thing. And then one time I saw Galactic there at 2 o'clock in the morning at some kind of small club, to where you couldn't even see the band. I'm sitting in the seat or wherever I was, the band, well, I forget what was going on, but I was tired because it was 2 a.m. for God's sakes. But I wanted to see Galactic, and I said, I'm going to go. And I had the parking thing down on Frenchman Street. I knew how to park like off a side street. I know the side street, so I had parking. You know, got a car, got there. Then I think they said, oh, the show's not going to start till 2. I'm like, 2? And, you know, I mean, that's just how the city is. And the food, oh my God. The food, I don't know how every place you go, the food is good. I don't know how they do that. I used to go to this place called City Diner in Matari and get this sourdough bowl with like shrimp and a cream sauce or stuff in it, and the bread. So, oh, it was just so good. I used to literally had no problem with staying in Matari, even though it was boring. And I did it 2 times in a row, and I said, I'm never gonna do it again because it's boring out here. I'll go ahead and spend the money and stay more centrally located like I'm doing now. And I did it before for Mardi Gras. I stayed in the box for Mardi Gras, in the box meeting in that area where all the parades go around, where you don't have to worry about traffic or getting stuck or, you know, boxed in or boxed out. Paid money to do that, and it was worth it. Just to be able to walk outside and have stuff happening. Don't got to get in the car, don't got to go nowhere to get someplace to do this or do that. Can walk places, and I kind of spent some money this time too. And I think I spent too much money. I got to reel that in. I've been spending too much money. Even though I do have some heavy expenses, and I did some heavy lifting. My teeth was, you know, a lot of money. I'm helping take care of my mother. That's, you know, coming my every month. That's a nice little sum. So, you know, I'm not wasting money. I'm getting a good return on my investments. But I'm still spending too much. I got to watch that. So we're going to get there. I'm hearing people gonna be in town, coming in. Big Brenda Ennis, Sonya Murphy, that I heard so far. I think Earl Howard said he was going, but he always say that and don't show up. So I just take his with a grain of salt. He come over, you know, I'm like, nothing. You wasn't there again. Stop it. But some of them people, when they say they gonna be there, they be there. They be there. You can count on them. Not even, I wouldn't even say count on them. Count on them is kind of too strong of a word. But you can, when they say they gonna be there, I know they gonna be there. I'm like, yep, they gonna be there. So I get in town tomorrow, 7:40 a.m. Check into the hotel is until 3. I'm thinking it's a Saturday. So I might, seem like they should have a room ready. How many people checking in on Saturday? How many people checking out on Saturday? I don't know. I think they might have the room ready. I'll call. I'm gonna call from the airport to check and see if they got a room ready. And if they don't, I'm gonna stay at the airport and sleep there. I'll sleep at the airport till like 9 or something. Or I might book a tour, Saturday morning tour, either a river cruise ride or a walking tour to cemeteries and mansions or something. But then again, remember, I'm gonna be up all night, depending on how I sleep or how I'm feeling. So, you know, we're gonna gauge that. And then I gotta get ready to go see the 420 Funk Mob, you know, that night. They don't start till midnight. And you know they gonna be late. You know they ain't gonna start till 12:30. 12:45, maybe 1. So, you know, Roger Dexter's band said he's playing at the Howlin' Wolf, where Norwood and them was gonna play Family Hill Next Experience. I think they play at 7 or something like that. Norwood's show was scheduled at 10. So, you know, all of this is happening down there. Now, I'm not sure if that stuff is on Frenchman Street, but you know, this Uber ride, boom, 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 you know. Trip in an Uber, go there, hey. You know, that's how I go. So I'm excited about this one. This one I'm excited. I don't usually get too excited about these things anymore. And that may or may not be true. But this one, I'm excited about. This one I'm excited about. I guess I was, you know, seeing Garrett Scheider last week in Vegas, I was kind of excited about that, going to Vegas, the road trip, and seeing that show, and him and Mr. Fisher do something. You know, Jay O'Keefe, Chuck Boogie, Truly Old Faithful. You know, it was good to get out there and see what that was going to be about, just to drive and, you know, stay at the hotel and stuff. But New Orleans, I love me some New Orleans. I do. New Orleans, Louisiana. I love me some New Orleans. The food. See, I'm out here getting my steps in. Trying to keep that weight down. Today, this morning, it said 217.6, which is pretty good. I'm walking now. I could possibly be at, I wouldn't say an all-time low, but it's possible I could be at the lowest I've been in a while. The weight is definitely coming down. It's going like this. And it kills me when it's going like that, because it goes up, but it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it's down. But the trend is it's going down. And that up part, I let it just rip me. I over-dramatized it. I just let it destroy me because I want it to hurt. Because I want to keep the pressure on, you know, as far as me keeping those calories down and keeping that tension and that pressure to not eat. I feel bad if it goes up a little bit, but in the long run, it's still a good thing. In the long run, it all comes out good because it goes up and down But the trend is it's going down. Anyway, I got distracted a little bit to Jimmy rambling. I don't like being around people. I like distance. I like distance. But I'm still in COVID protocol. That's what I tell people. If I'm walking by and they look at me funny or whatever, I say, I'm still observing COVID protocol. 6 feet, damn it. Remember that? You forgot? Happiest time of my life, COVID protocol. I'm joking. It's not. Well, I can't say it's not, because a lot of good things did happen during COVID for me. Mainly working from home, life changing. Working from home, life changing. So, that's what we got going on today. I'll work today. I'll get off about 8. I'm planning on catching the 8:40 flyaway. Flight is at 11:15. You know, I like to get to the gate 2 hours early, but that is slowly, very slowly changing. Very little, small, tiny increments. I'm getting to the airport a little bit later and later each time. Really small increments. I'm talking like maybe 5-10 minutes later, but starting to get comfortable, you know, with not being there 2.5 hours early. Because I'm starting to not depend or expect minimal delays getting through security. So, you know, that always helps. That always helps. Anyway, thinking about that food, thinking about, and what I'm gonna do today is I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna make some French fries, tater tots, and wings, and I'm gonna eat early. Cause I know I can't get on the plane with anything in my stomach. I can't get on the plane with anything in my stomach anymore. I'm also thinking I need to take a pair of shorts. For whatever reason, I'm taking up my jeans. Oh my God, my shorts might be too small. I gotta check and see what size they are, if I still fit them. Cause I don't think I got any large shorts. I think they're all medium. They may be all 36s, but I gotta check. But it should be loose fitting. Cause I got a pair of 38 long pants. You know, long pants is my go-to. You know, that's my long black jeans. You know, black jeans is the staple. But it's gonna be in the mid 80s there. It's gonna be humid. And I might take a pair. I should just take shorts and no pants, actually. If you really think about it. It would save space in my backpack because no carry-on. And we'll go from there. Flying back. Flight leaves Tuesday morning at 5:30 a.m. That means get to the airport 3:30 a.m., which is before TSA and everything opens. So I'm not sure how that's going to work. I'll figure it out. Get an Uber, you know, in the middle of the night and get there. Just hang out, I guess. Try to get some sleep. Fly back home. And I messed up and booked the flight to Burbank. But I'm going to get here at 10:13 to Burbank. Let's have to catch an Uber from Burbank home. And we go right to work. Go to work at 12. Hopefully I can get through. Hopefully I can persevere. We'll see. And hopefully I keep the calories down while I'm in NOLA, but I doubt it because I'm in NOLA, damn it. Maybe if I minimize the junk food. Don't be having junk in the room. Have breakfast. You know, something that I can put in my stomach for breakfast. And it don't got to be breakfast. It could just be a chicken, a half a chicken salad sandwich or some crackers and some cheese. Just, you know, something to put in my stomach when I first wake up to knock that off. Knock that morning to break the fast. Knock that off, but not too much or I get all lazy and stuff. Because tomorrow, and then, well, tomorrow's it's gonna be a push, meaning I'll probably be going, but I should be able to get some sleep, actually. I should be able to get at least a nap in. But it depends on how it goes. It depends on how I feel. I just might wear myself out and then get home after 420 Funk Mob or get to the hotel and just sleep all day until P-Funk that night, which is at 8. Sleep all day. Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. We'll see. And then after P-Funk, see what's going on that Sunday night, if anything. And I think something's going on Monday, some kind of new jazz all-stars or funk or something. Some kind of something is going to be playing on Monday. But I ain't going to be able to go because I got to get on the airplane. Here be at the airport at 3:30 a.m. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. It's fun to, you know, have things in place and the means to execute so that you can be prepared for, you know, whatever may come your way. P-Funk Travel Day, y'all. First tour, first show of the tour. 420 Funk Mob. The day before warm up. New Orleans, Louisiana. You know. You know. You know. Or at least you should know. Or at least in a bragging way. And I really don't like to brag that much, kinda. You should want to know. You should. This is an experience that I'm excited about. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that there ever was, is, or will be, totality of it all, hypothesis of all as one, theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.